30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Governor Al Blagojevich may give some more hints about his plans for the proposed Illinois state budget this morning. He's opening the doors of his Chicago office to the media to comment on the spending plan that the legislature passed in its final session day Saturday. It contains $59 billion in spending, but it is $2.1 billion in the red. Budget cuts to higher education in recent years have resulted in rising tuition costs for students. And that newly approved state budget would give public colleges and universities a nearly 3% increase above the current year. Sean Crawford explains.
The budget passed the legislature with a bigger chunk for colleges and universities than even what the Board of Higher Ed requested. But before administrators begin rejoicing, Colchester House Republican Rich Myers has some words of caution.
And I would advise the universities not to spend that money until they actually get that check.
Myers says the budget is unbalanced, and that could open the door for Governor Rod Blagojevich to trim spending in higher ed, a familiar target since he took office. Both universities and community colleges would see a boost in their state funding under the plan that's headed to the governor's desk. Private schools could also benefit from increased student financial aid. That money could be used at public or private schools. All of higher education had hoped to get projects in a construction program, but despite approval in the Senate and support from House Republicans, House Democrats blocked it. I'm Sean Crawford.
24 Illinois school districts that have been waiting for state funds for 6 years may finally be in line to receive the money. The budget approved over the weekend includes the funds, even though a school in the district would receive $10 million. Springfield Senator Larry Bomke didn't vote for the state budget. The Republican says he wants the Rochester School District in his legislative district to get the money promised, but not this way.
When you knowingly pass one that's not balanced, then I think that we're kind of inept in what we're supposed to do.
Although the schools were promised the money, Governor Blagojevich has not distributed it since he took office in 2002. Taxpayers in many of the school districts in question have already pledged a local portion to fund those projects. The General Assembly has agreed to fully fund the prison in Pontiac. Senator Dan Rutherford, a Republican from Shenandoah who represents the facility, says Governor Blagojevich should leave it that way.
You know, the bottom line is the Illinois Department of Corrections is already over capacity at certified bed count. It's at 135% capacity. So talking about closing a perfectly good facility that is, you know, up to date, functional, just does not make sense.
The Blagojevich administration has said closing Pontiac would save the state money. The administration proposes shifting inmates to the unused Thompson Prison in northwest Illinois. Blagojevich initially wanted to close Stateville Prison, which is near Joliet. He later changed his mind and said Pontiac should be shut down instead. The budget approved includes money for all three facilities, Pontiac, Stateville, and Thompson, but it's likely the governor will move to make cuts. Champaign Greenpeace activists say it's high time for the federal government to step in and take action on global warming. The U.S. Senate takes up the issue this week. Yesterday, Greenpeace campaigned at Champaign's Westside Park collecting petitions, including 10-second videos and handwritten letters. Greenpeace organizer Drew Thomas says the petitions are for local U.S. House Representative Tim Johnson to push the issue on global warming in Congress. But he says fighting global warming begins at home.
I mean, things like turning off appliances, turning off your lights, making sure that you don't leave the TV on. And then, of course, you know, riding your bike and walking as much as possible, using public transportation. But the real change, the real big boulders we need to get out of the way are the ones that Congress has the power over, you know, to be capping those emissions, to be limiting the amount of pollution we dump in, and to be investing in alternative forms of energy.
Thomas says wind and solar energy are available today and are not used enough. He says he's confident that in the near future, a mix of alternative energies will provide enough power for all the country's households. The price of fertilizer is skyrocketing, in part because of a global surge in demand, and that's forcing U.S. farmers to switch crops, cut back on fertilizer, or search for manure as a substitute. Since 2000, the price of fertilizer has gone up 228%. Now wholesalers and retailers are scrambling to find and buy fertilizer further in advance and juggle what supplies they have to meet customers' needs. Joe Dillier is the manager for the GrowMark system, a farm cooperative based in Bloomington. He says he's trying to get as much fertilizer in stock and keep it in storage, but he says that's getting harder as the price continues to climb. According to a trade group, global demand for fertilizer jumped about 14% between 2001 and 2006. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 9:35, and we go to the weather office and meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
We had a fairly nice weekend, aside from maybe a couple of thunderstorms that hit a couple of areas on Sunday. It was kind of interesting to see a couple of those pop up right to our north, and you hear thunder even though directly overhead it's almost completely sunny.
Yeah, that's what we had yesterday in the Champaign-Urbana area. So parts of Champaign County even did get downpours yesterday, and on Saturday evening as well, there were some storms that went through McLean County and passed by to our north as well Saturday night. So we did have some pop-up showers and thunderstorms both days over the weekend, but in general, nice weather.
And we expect the same pretty much for this afternoon, and then more organized rain after that, huh?
Yeah, I think more organized rain late tonight into tomorrow.